T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are trying to connect up with the insurance commissioner of the state of Louisiana, Tim Temple, and we'll talk about how the federal government shutdown is affecting the National Flood Insurance Program. We had a great time yesterday at NOMAR. We were able to interview a lot of really interesting people, and one of them was Rhonda Reap Curiel. She is the head of the Louisiana Realtors, and she revealed the day-to-day difficulties that banks, real estate agents, and otherwise are having in closing real estate deals because the government shut down, not being able to put in place the National Flood Insurance Program policy that's required. She also talked about some of the government financing for homes, the difficulties there and the slowdown there as well. A number of special programs there, low interest loan programs available to a lot of folks and otherwise. So this is having real consequences for us. And, you know, it's interesting because as we struggle with our economy in trying to bring it back, we really need the real estate industry to zing. I mean, I think they're responsible in the state of Louisiana about 17% of the GDP here. It's a big number. Nationally, it's a little behind the national average, is about 20%, as Rhonda pointed out yesterday. So it gives you some context as to how important the industry is. And we've, you know, have the opportunity on Mondays to talk to Guy Williams about it all the time. And we've learned a lot from Guy about how important a vibrant real estate economy truly is to any microeconomy, macroeconomy, or otherwise. Housing starts are very important. Being able to flip homes are very important. These increased interest rates are kind of impacting that, where people are not going to get out of a 3% home mortgage and go step into a 6.5% home mortgage. So that turnover that we are used to experiencing here is just not present. And obviously, that's putting a lot of pressure on the economy. And what you're seeing in local government is that their projected revenues that they talk about day in and day out are not there as a result thereof. And we just had a conversation with both Mayor-elect Helena Moreno as well as the president of council, J.P. Morrell. And it's putting a lot of strain, and it's not just the city of New Orleans. It's almost every governmental entity throughout the state. Some areas are doing better than others, right? But overall, most states and most local jurisdictions are struggling. They're having to keep their eye on the ball a lot more than ever before. So it's interesting. And it doesn't look like there's any movement here. It's like everyone is dug in. And this is about, I guess it's about the win, right, for the D or for the R. I don't know how else to explain it. It's not about us. I'm confident in that. And it was part of the comments that I made yesterday as the keynote speaker is talking about influencers. And there's no bigger group of influencers, in my view, than real estate agents. They're trusted. 78% of people that sell property still hire a real estate agent. And the whole thing about influencing is there are very few political leaders that are willing to consume political capital. Because more often than not, if there are term limits, the first term is all about getting elected to the second term, right? And then in the second term, the vast majority of folks are looking as to where they're going to stop next. So there's still this unwillingness to consume political capital. And that's not a criticism, it's just an observation. I mean, it's about self-preservation. I understand how human nature works. But it's not until pressure is put on government leaders, external pressure, you, me, others, being advocates for the industry in which we work in, being advocates for the community that we live in, pushing, pushing, pushing all the time to make that difference. Government is, for the most part, in many respects, insensitive. And that's, again, that's not a criticism. It's a reality, right? It should be a very numbers-driven business. You engage in activities that you can afford to engage in until the public decides that they want to give you more money to go get involved in other activities. And if there's not any money there, right, you become limited. So when we talk about the city of New Orleans, the interesting thing is we have a lot of well-intentioned people with big hearts that want to be difference makers in a number of people's lives. Hell, who doesn't? It was my favorite thing of being sheriff, right? But with that is the responsibility, both at local, state, and federal levels, to make sure that you run the organization as a good fiscal steward. It may be limiting in some respects, but you might be in a better position to truly help those you're trying to help. When you're down and out in Beverly Hills and you find yourself upside down, financially speaking, that is, you can't help much of anyone. There are a lot of people that fall prey to cutback management, but that's kind of the way the cookie crumbles. So when you let it get away from you, it's harder to get it back. And I made those observations yesterday in the keynote address about the real estate industry, about, you know, the tens of thousands of real estate professionals out there and their willingness, not within an organization, but individually, to become influencers. Because they're experts in their own right. They're experts in an incredibly important industry in our local economy. I have a lot of respect for them. In fact, every transaction that me and my wife have ever involved ourselves in, as we move from one house to another several times, couldn't have done it without a real estate agent. Even though both lawyers, both understand the process, she more than I, because she's smarter than me. But the fact of the matter is that you look to the local experts who are really on their game, keeping up with the most recent rules and regs and laws and everything else that goes along with it, and it makes the process all the more easier. But what happens with government and how we actually limit the capability and the capacity of real estate professionals in doing what they're doing and really limiting the inventory that's out there. What does that mean? Say again, Coleman? Okay. All right, so we were able to connect up with the insurance commissioner, and I'll continue this conversation in the back half of this hour. But we're going to get to a break, and we'll come back with the insurance commissioner of the state of Louisiana, Tim Temple. Stay with
us. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With us. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, welcome to the show. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, Newell, can you hear me now? Yeah.
Commissioner? Yes, sir. Sure can. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for, thanks for letting me jump on late. I apologize, but I'm glad I was able to make it.
Not at all. It's our pleasure. Commissioner, I know that you want to talk about the open enrollment period that started Wednesday, October 15th, relative to Medicare. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, you know, every year, we go through this process where you have to re-enroll for Medicare. And at the Department of Insurance, you know, this is a very busy time for us. We have a lot of people that call in asking questions with regards to the specific coverages that they need to enroll in. And I always encourage to call the department at 1-800-259-5300. Our folks are very well versed and able to help you answer any questions. Certainly, there's a lot of, uncertainty with the government being shut down and, what that may do with regards to, pricing, premium prices with the subsidies with the Affordable Care Act. And, but also, unfortunately, we don't have any information and to tell people what to expect right now.
So those expire at the end of December. Right. And there's a lot of chatter about, I don't know who's right, the D's or the R's. And obviously they're trying to negotiate as to what the extent of these subsidies are going to be. These were put in place during the pandemic for the purposes of making sure that people were even more insured, quite frankly, because of the challenges of the pandemic. Correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's my take of it as well. And, whether the government should continue or not on that, I mean, that's, for the feds to, for those to debate at the federal level. But it certainly will have an impact. if they do not extend the subsidies. And again, we're at the point now where this is coming up January 1st for those new policies, so those new rates that people would have to be paying. So we'll just keep monitoring, and I mean, if something changes, we'll implement it as quickly as we can on our end.
Yeah. And then to make matters worse, Commissioner, I had Rhonda Reep Curiel on the show yesterday, the president of the Louisiana Realtors Association, and she's talking about all of the difficulties in getting homes through the closing process because of the federal shutdown and the inability to put in place the NFIP, the flood insurance policies, in order to accomplish same. I'm sure you're hearing complaints. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think as we all know that when Congress shut down on the 30th, they did not reauthorize the NFIP. This would have been the 34th temporary or short-term reauthorization of that program, which highlights that there's a bigger problem there. But for, you know, I think it's important for those, for your listeners that have an in-force policy. Right now, that will remain in force until it expires. So NFIP, they cannot issue any new policies today. They are not issuing any renewal notices. There are some folks that you may have received your renewal notice prior to September 30th with the government shutdown. If you have that renewal notice, I would encourage you to write the check, pay the premium, send it in. There's a 30-day grace period you have with that. Send that in. And FEMA last year issued a letter that said that during a situation just like this, that if you pay your premium, your renewal premium, if you've got that notice, then they will honor that as a renewed policy. So, but it does impact closings. You're right. I mean, it's somewhere around 1,500 closings, and that's a nationwide figure, policies per day that need a flood policy, closings that need a flood policy. Louisiana has a pretty high percentage of that, so it is certainly a bigger impact in our state than others.
Have you been in communication with our Louisiana leadership in Congress, and are they providing any insight as to how much longer is this going to go on, or what their thoughts are?
Well, look, you know, I've not spoken to any of the federal delegation members of late, but I mean, we know that they are working on that. I mean, this is just like you. I mean, we kind of see where the battle lines have been drawn with regards to reopening the federal government. And, you know, that's something, again, that has to play out at the federal level. But, you know, from our standpoint, there are companies that do offer private flood. That doesn't mean they write everywhere, but there are companies out there, and I anticipate that they'll start writing more policies during this period when the NFIP can't issue, you know, new or renewal policies. So, you know, if you are in need of one, if you're trying to close on a home, or if you've had a policy that has expired and you need a new flood policy, reach out to your agent, ask them if they have access to some of these flood writing companies. If not, you can call the Department of Insurance, and we can provide information on the companies that are writing private flood and give you some contact information.
We're visiting with Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, I know that, you know, there are associations of insurance commissioners. You mentioned how often we get, you know, hung up in these continuing resolutions. Is there any way that we can, like, take this NFIP so it wouldn't be impacted by this, what I would call as these silly games that are being played in Congress? I mean, these have such real life implications for folks. When these real estate deals fall out, you know, especially if you have like contingency contracts and stuff, I mean, this really can hurt and kill people financially.
Yeah, well, I think it is, as I mentioned, it highlights that the bigger issue is that the NFIP, I mean, there's a reason that they only do these temporary extensions for funding, because they have not addressed the bigger issue of availability and affordability through the NFIP. it runs a deficit. They have to go back and borrow money constantly from the U.S. Treasury, which is us, the taxpayers. I was in Washington on September 30th, and I was part of a group of 10 commissioners from around the country that were invited to go speak with the FEMA Review Council specifically to talk about the NFIP and what could be done, whether that's just doing away with the NFIP and just only having private flood, which I don't think is the long-term solution or not even a short-term solution for that. Or some type of hybrid, creating a reinsurance program for flood. I mean, we were trying to at least start the dialogue of how do we come up with a long-term solution to this. Just these temporary reauthorizations does not address the fundamental issues with this program. And like I said before, Newell, private flood can play a role in that, but in Louisiana, we're a coastal state. We have a lot of our citizens live within proximity to the Gulf, which means when we have hurricanes, we have flood events associated with that. So we depend upon the NFIP. We depend upon the affordability of the NFIP for a lot of our citizens, a lot of our folks that live and work, that support the oil and gas industry, that support the fin fish, the oyster harvesters, the shrimpers. I mean, you've heard me say, we have a working coast. We've got to make sure that we've got some type of market that is affordable for those men and women that live and work in coastal Louisiana in these higher risk areas for flood, that have an affordable product. And we're having the conversations. Unfortunately, these things take way longer than any of us like. But the fact that we were invited to the table to be part of that conversation to create a solution is a good sign that they're looking for a more permanent long-term solution.
Let's pivot to homeowners to get an update there. Commissioner, I will tell you that I have had numerous dozens of conversations with folks that have actually seen significant premium decreases in their renewals this year, which is music to a lot of people's ears.
Yeah, look, we are starting to see the fruits of the labor that was started last year during the 2024 legislative session, which focused on property reform. Just recently we had, I issued a press release that highlighted that one particular company here, Farm Bureau, this is going to the auto, but there's a homeowners component to it that I'm going to get to. But, they had asked for, and we approved an 11.8% rate decrease, which is going to affect 80,000 autos. Now that's a statewide average. So some people will see, some will see more than that. Some will see less than that, but that depending on your risk. But in addition to that, they also said that they were now writing wind and hail policies across the state, which they previously had not been doing because of the property reform that was passed. So the things that we asked the legislature to support and pass are beginning to work. We are starting to see, when companies start writing in areas that they traditionally haven't, then that's that competition that we talked about. That's and companies know that if you're going to move your business from another company to them, that they've got to have just as good a policy and better premiums. So people are starting to see that. I'm encouraged, and I think we're going to see more of that.
Yeah, I was a beneficiary of reductions in both homeowners as well as auto. So I'm happy.
And you did the wind mitigation survey and got a nice
and I was just going to get to that. Let's talk about that again. In fact, since the last conversation that you and I had, a lot of people, I get stopped all the time. Tell me about that wind mitigation thing again. I've had people follow up with me and tell me, Newell, thank the commissioner. Thank you for bringing it up. He goes, I saved $3,000. I saved $2,100. I saved $1,200. I mean, it's all over the map, but it doesn't matter because it's all reductions.
That's right. And look, the wind mitigation survey is one where you can go, you go to the LDI website. We have a link where that you can search for a wind mitigation survey company or person. You hire them. I think it's around $300. They come out and they look at your home. They look at the construction of your home and how it was built and put together. and the building codes that your home was built to. And a lot of properties in Louisiana, you know, Louisiana has some of the most current building codes in the country. And we as homeowners benefit from that because insurance companies will give us more discounts on our property because of these better building codes. And so that, the way to confirm that, get a wind mitigation survey. They come out, they document what you have, and you know, you take that, you give it to your insurance agent, and your company will apply those that survey to your, you know, to the discounts they have on your policy, and you'll get a reduced premium.
Commissioner, does it work the same way like with fortified roofs? I know that, you know, having more documented fortified roofs, because homeowners policies are actually community rated, not experience rated. Does that help with when you have documented wind mitigation surveys as well? Do you know?
As far as like in a cluster? The more, you know, I don't know that that's taken into account because the wind mitigation survey is specific to your home. With regards to the fortified roofs, there is a component, we've talked about it on your show before, where you as an individual benefit by having a fortified roof due with a discount applied to your premium. But there is a bigger impact on the community as more homes, more properties in the geographic footprint get fortified roofs that will eventually lower the overall exposure, the amount of damage that community will have. So yes, there's a component there. I don't think it applies the way that we're talking about with regards to wind mitigation surveys.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if we could get it to, because I mean, you are documenting, as you said, a certain level of construction that provides some comfort to the insurance providers, right?
It does, and again, I think, but that's, you know, the building codes probably help capture some of that. But you did mention, you know, the community rating system, the CRS, and recently, and I'm sure you're aware that, you know, Jefferson Parish received a better score. I think they're one of 11 in the country that now have, I think the rating is 5. But what that means is, through the flood program, and this is kind of where it gets a little, I guess I would be upset a little bit about it if I had a property there that I was trying to renew, but you get a bigger discount on your NFIP because of this, the CRS, but having a better rating. Unfortunately, they're not writing new policies now, so the new policy, you know, a policy wouldn't be able to benefit from that. I think it's up to 35% reduction in premium. Once they start writing new policies and renewing policies, then those that discount should become applicable. But community rating system is one where they do look at kind of the overall impact of floodwaters. You know, do some communities do better jobs of cleaning out their ditches and their drains, building retention ponds and that type of stuff. And so that's one thing we're having conversations with some of the parish leaderships about. What can they do to help improve their CRS? Because everybody in that community benefits when they do mitigation efforts.
And because I like to make this educational, Commissioner, and we're visiting with Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner of the state of Louisiana, Commissioner, is that on the auto side, the rating is experience rating. So it's your individual experience as a driver for the most part, right? In the development of the premium levels for those policies.
For the most part, there's a lot of factors that go into it, but it is individual, you know, the type of car you drive, the value of the car you drive.
Right.
And then it gets into, you know, your age and, your sex and where you live geographically and other factors like that.
Yeah, it's a very complex issue, right? And folks struggle with trying to figure this all out.
It is very complex, but look, I understand as a consumer. I mean, you know, the consumers are focused on affordability. At the bottom line, right. I need to have auto insurance. I need to have homeowners insurance to cover my asset. You know, they just want to make sure they've got the basics of that covered, but it's got to be affordable. And I mean, that's what we're doing. That's what we're working with the legislature constantly to figure out what we can improve from the legal environment, you know, the laws we have on the books, the regulatory environment, the ease of doing business in the state of Louisiana to help bring more companies here. I mean, we want to be a good place for companies to come do business because as a consumer, I benefit when I've got a lot of companies that want to fight for my business. You know, the state of Louisiana, we do a lot of things to attract manufacturing and oil and gas and, you know, all these other businesses that provide jobs. You know, we want that. But we also want to make sure we're doing what we can to attract insurance companies to do business so that we as consumers have choice.
What are we seeing on the we talk a lot about individual homeowners. What are we seeing on the commercial side relative to insurance for commercial properties?
Yeah, look, I'm getting, you know, it's anecdotal, but I'm also seeing it in the rating that the property writers are filing. We are seeing decreases in the property market. We're seeing more capacity coming back. You know, I hear, you know, like kind of like you, I get stopped a lot, and people are telling me that, hey, you know, my commercial property, I was able to buy more limit for the same amount of premium that expired, which means, you know, that's an overall rate decrease. So it is happening. I mean, we're seeing the same thing in the property in the commercial property space, like we are in the residential space. So, because those two things are very, you know, what's good for residential property is good for commercial, and vice versa.
And you know, timing is everything because this is really good news, and I think it's exponential in nature because as we struggle with interest rates and the uncertainty there, right? Anytime that you can have some other reduced costs, it makes more pieces of property, whether commercial or just you know, homes, more affordable, so that we can continue having this turnover because it has a positive effect on our economy.
It certainly does. And I was reading an article yesterday that was talking about the number of defaults going up on mortgages, you know, but that's a national trend as well. It is not specific, you know, to Louisiana, but it certainly does have an impact in our state where, you know, as the insurance cost goes up, I mean, that's less dollars people have to spend. Or if you roll your insurance cost into, you know, if you escrow it and make it part of your mortgage, you know, that becomes a bigger number. And I look, I hear it. I understand it. It impacts a lot of families, a lot of budgets. And so that's why, you know, we are doing, I mean, I am letting the industry know. I mean, I'm constantly having conversations and telephone calls and face-to-face meetings with the companies out there saying Louisiana is becoming a better and better place to do business. Come to Louisiana. You know, we want you to be treated fairly, and we want you to treat our customers, you know, our citizens fairly. But the more companies we have coming in, the better it is for us as a consumer. And I mean, at the end of the day, that is the mission, is to bring more companies to help bring premiums down.
No doubt. Final thoughts?
Look, like I said, you know, we're stay vigilant with the hurricane season. We're not out of it yet. So we need to keep, you know, ever vigilant on that. We're going to continue to work with the legislature to bring about more reform. Other states are always improving their systems, and so we need to continue and never let off the gas to make Louisiana a better place to do business to help the consumers.
And for the record, Commissioner, just knocked on wood when you said that we haven't had a storm this season.
So. I do it. I've knocked on wood several times during this conversation.
Yeah, we always kind of think by the time we get to October, this thing is over, but it's not.
You know, it's not. It only takes one storm to wreck us. So stay vigilant.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Noah, and apologies again for jumping on late.
Not a problem at all, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. So before the Commissioner Tim Temple came on, I was talking about some of my comments to the NOMAR forecast event that we participated in yesterday. We interviewed a number of really great people. They provided a lot of wonderful information, useful information for that matter, about what's going on in the real estate world. And as the keynote speaker yesterday, I spent a lot of time talking about advocacy and being an influencer, and that each and every one of us should think about the world as something bigger than we are. And yes, I understand human nature. You want to do what's in your best interest. But if you work in an industry, and let's just say the real estate industry, you want to make sure that you're an influencer out there for the industry, because that is going to play an important part in the future of what you do. And government sometimes doesn't connect the dots very well. They don't have their eye on the ball, and it's just the way that it is. Because there are a lot of moving parts that they're trying to handle. And I made the observation, and how does that reveal itself? Well, it reveals itself in, you know, the permitting process and the code enforcement process. When the permitting process and code enforcement are alive and well and incredibly healthy, it improves the state of the state of each and every neighborhood. Imagine, if you will, that you're driving a client into a neighborhood and you're seeing dilapidated homes, you're seeing containers in the middle of empty lots, overgrown lots with weeds, broken fences, trash all over the place. How marketable is that swath of property? And as you begin, and this is not unique to any particular parish, it exists throughout the state of Louisiana, and as you begin to remove those swaths of really the marketable inventory of property available to sell, and you're in the real estate business, what have you done? You're taking products off the shelves. There's nothing there to sell. And I don't know that any industry can afford to limit itself in that fashion. And I made the observation because we always kind of look at ourselves and underestimate the value proposition that we bring to the conversation, the expertise that one may have, and to be the go-to industry, individuals, or otherwise, when government is making these decisions about property management, property development, the code office, permitting, and the like. And we know we obviously are not doing it really well. Why? Because almost every parish in the state of Louisiana is challenged with permitting. It comes and goes as a primary focus. Well, we know what that means. If developers are having problems with permitting their jobs, what do? They're going to go somewhere else. They can spend their money anywhere. And we have to pretty ourselves up each and every day to make sure that we are there with the most valid, current, credible information to provide to folks that want to invest here, whether it's individually or it's groups or otherwise, small projects, medium-sized projects, big projects. And each and every one of us, separate and apart from those in the real estate business as being influencers, you, me, and everyone else, we have an obligation to be influencers as well. Because if we want to maintain the value that we have in our home, when we reach that point in time in our life where maybe conditions of our life have changed and we want to market our property, we have a vested interest making sure that the landscape of this community is alive and well and clean and pretty and taken care of. And if it's an adjacent neighborhood that's down and out in Beverly Hills, we need to make sure that that adjacent neighborhood is alive and well, pretty and clean as well, because it's going to impact the value of our real estate. We need to care for one another in that fashion. It's incredibly important. And not to be critical of the city of New Orleans, but it has been kind of a living science experiment, right? 33,000 blighted homes in the aftermath of Katrina. We've had multiple mayors promise us, administrations, that they were going to whittle away at that. We had grandiose aspirational plans that really were never executed on. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. We got the sound bites. We went out there 20 years later. We've only moved the needle by 10,000. There's still 22,000. That's unacceptable. And we wonder why we can't move property. We wonder why we cannot provide affordable housing. We wonder why we're stuck on stuck. Because we have not executed on what we know to be incredibly important to the viable real estate economy in the city of New Orleans. We know it. And I know we know it because I've heard every single one of them talk about it. So again, we use this word ad nauseum, execution. It really is all about the execution. And the only way that we're going to move forward is we have to execute on these things. We can't just talk about it. We've got legal processes that have been put in place to deal with these types of properties. It's not easy. They're tough solutions. It's going to have an impact on somebody. There's going to be a winner. There's going to be a loser. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know about you, but I don't think the community at large wants to be the loser. There are property owners that will not do the right thing. And I hate to say it, I'm sorry, but they need to suffer the consequences. And as political leaders, as those that live here, that are engaged in their community, we cannot fear the consequence of these individual actions that we need to take, because the greater consequence in the end is something that we're not going to want to swallow. And that's where we are right now. And I think that's why Helena Moreno got elected by a mandate. Is because they want execution. All of us do. So be that influencer. Get at it. Go Do it every day. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.